This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
We bought me a real damn burger, and he bought JP one as well. Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com, on the fan hotline. Coach, you done good. You done well.
Well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. I'm glad, you know, some losses are better than others. I also enjoyed a burger, so it was a loss I didn't like, but a burger I most definitely did. It was some good burgers.
By the way, you knew that if you got a real good burger in me, you knew I'd be more likely to take you up on a burger bet in the future.
Well, that's the key. I'm not done yet. I'm just getting warmed up, but I got to make sure that I do the right thing so you take the next bet for sure.
We got to cool you off first, Coach, though.
Yeah.
I'm in the red.
I'm on tilt right now. I'm on tilt a little
bit. That's
exactly
right. So we're going to just put you in the corner for a second. We're going to we're putting you on ice for a little bit. And then I wish casinos would do this for us, for being honest. So don't let us go to the ATM and withdraw more money. Just send us to the corner. Send us to the penalty box and let us think about what we just did.
All right, I'll take a little time off. I am in the red a little bit on tilt, but I'll take some time.
All right, Coach. What grade does Shador Sanders get for his performance against the Bills?
I thought he played pretty well. I'll go B minus, B plus, and I will say, just because I think it's important that quarterbacks win. But I thought he did his job. There's a couple things I think that I really like. First of all, his feet are calmer in the pocket. He doesn't have those happy feet where he's going nowhere when he doesn't need to. I really liked how he stepped up in the pocket. I like how he took, JP's favorite, check down Charlie. You know, you don't pass up a free meal. And when you do that, that's going to open up the things you want to see downfield. And as I watched the film, and I watched it again today, they covered. They were daring him to throw underneath. And that's going to create – that created a lot of second and mediums, second shorts, third and shorts, third mediums, et cetera. So – Now that he's done that, that's on film, just like everything else is. So now he's going to start stretching that ball downfield. Once again, he'll have the checkdowns. He'll always have the checkdowns, but he'll also have some openings down the field, which then he should start taking. And I just thought, I thought he used his feet really well. Had a couple nice scrambles. And that third medium, that if you can scramble, that's a pain in the butt for a defense coordinator. So I thought he played well. You know, he's doing a lot of things better each week. I thought the tip pass wasn't so much on him. I thought the interception to Junkins was completely on him because it's a running back and you got to hit him in stride and hit him on the back shoulder.
All right, Coach, you're the perfect person to ask this. I thought he was taking those free meals as you describe it, and by the way, sometimes maybe pay for a meal, maybe throw it deep. But I think what happened is I think he had the injury to his pinky, and then I think that shut it down. I think what they were trying to do is they were trying to showcase that he could take the free meal enough into baiting the other team to then get into a spot where he could take that free meal. You played quarterback at a very high level. When you have a pinky injury like that and something that is your skin directly touching the football in that way, is that a deal or is that just something that, like, it doesn't really matter in the big picture of things and it's not going to be something that actually bothers him?
Well, you know, the pinky, if the index finger would be bad, because that's the last thing that touches that football on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
The pinky, there's never a good finger, but the pinky would be, if you're going to pick one of the five, that would be the one. That's going to have the least amount of pressure on it when you're throwing the football. So, I don't think that'll bother him too much. It might bother him a little bit more handing off, you know, if you get that running back kind of grabbing at the football, things like that, just to irritate it. But in terms of his grip, I think he'll be fine.
Now, I mean, just overall, and again, I know he'll be fine for these for the next couple weeks, but in that game at all, was there any part of you that thought to them, because I didn't know if the broadcast was downplaying it because it's just macho football guys, or it is something that you look at and say, okay, that's a real deal.
You know, I'll be honest with you, JP. The checkdowns, and you and I always have a good laugh on the checkdown, Charlie, but I'll be honest with you. The checkdowns are part of what is going to help him. So when he's taking those, for me, what he's showing is it wasn't that his pinky was hurting him or anything else. It was showing that's what they're giving him. And what I've mm-hmm. learned about Sanders in the last couple weeks is that he's going to kind of take what you give him. He's hit those vertical passes, and that's what's on film. And they were taking that away. They were playing deep. They were playing a lot of two high hats, and with that, if it was a one high hat, they were really looking for those vertical throws. So I think they were taking that away. And what it showed me is not that he can't hit the verticals, but he's saying, you know what, if you're going to take those away, I'll take what you give me. And that really helped their run game because for the first time in a long time, they had a cut a number of series there where it was run or pass. And it wasn't just we're going to run on first or pass on third. They had a little bit of rhythm, a little bit of momentum. And that is so important to make sure those defensive linemen aren't just pinning their ears back. So, no, the check down. Now, if he continuously takes the check downs when there's stuff open deep, that's when you start saying, hey, we gotta start taking a shot here. That's kind of what happened to Dylan, because as Dylan was taking those check down, which he needed to, then they started to open up some verticals and he still wasn't taking them. So by Shador taking those checkdowns, I think it's really going to help him open up, get some single coverage, and maybe take some shots deep this week against Pittsburgh.
All right, Coach, I asked you for the Buffalo grade. If we go through the five starts you've seen from Shador, what grade does he get for those five starts in totality with two to go?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to go, I think for the amount of things he had going on, I'm going to go a B. I'm going to go solid B. And the reason why is because they didn't win. And that's always going to be important to me that you have to win. Now, I know there's a lot of factors that go into that. But just like I said with Tennessee, there was a lot of reasons he won. He was one of the main reasons, but his teammates help him. And a lot of the struggles he's had, it has been because of his teammates as well. So I think he's done a good job of impacting his teammates. I think he's done a good job of, you know, kind of given a little bit of boost when an offense was really, really struggling. And he's had his ups and downs, which I think they've done a good job of kind of letting him go through these ups and downs and see what happens. I think for me, he's kind of put himself in that discussion of this is the guy we might be able to work with. And, you know, I'm a big believer in there's only a few quarterbacks you win because of, but there's a lot of quarterbacks you can win with. And he's kind of pushing in that category. I'm not sure if these next two games can actually do that for you just because it is what it is and the record is what it is. But I think he's done the things in terms of footwork and seeing what he's throwing it to the right guy and the things you're looking for a quarterback progression-wise, he's done those things. So he's definitely put himself in the mix, and I'll give him a B for sure.
Is what the Bills did to Myles Garrett, is that something that can be replicated with the Steelers?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
eight Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away two Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
No, because Josh Allen is a big pain in the butt for a defensive coordinator because of his ability to throw from the pocket. And not only does he give you Lamar Jackson-type feet, but he's also giving you, like, fullback-type runs. So you have to be really – because he's going to give you that plus run, plus one run game. So he can run the ball like power and counter and all these isolations that you run with tailbacks. You can run with Josh Allen. So the prep for the Bills for Schwartz had to be a pain in the butt. So, no, I don't think they can because they don't have Josh Allen. So, now, you can roll things away from him. You've seen some of the things they've done. They've thrown quick screens. Rodgers is going to get rid of the ball quickly. The best thing the Browns can do is try to get ahead. And I know that sounds weird, or just stay close. So there has to be an element of pass because what ends up happening is that teams are just like the Bills. They were comfortable playing this game where we're going to win close because they didn't trust the offense enough and – they kept it close, and then they rolled away from him. They're throwing quick screens under him. Their teams are starting to run right at him, which kind of, even though it doesn't always work, it kind of tires him out. But no, I don't think they have the. I don't think they're as good up front as the Bills are, especially with Dawkins. And I don't think Josh Allen's the key that you. That's why you can't replicate what the Bills do offensively.
All right, Coach, how do you beat the Squealers on Sunday?
Well, you know, you look back at the first game. You know, Dylan threw the ball 52 times. You have to make them one-dimensional. You have to absolutely take away the run. And Aaron Rodgers at 42 years old, he cannot beat you, especially with Metcalf not playing. They don't have a good enough receiving core to beat them if they can stop the run on first down. So for me, really comes really simple. Browns have to win on first down on offense, and they have to win on first down on defense. If they can do those two things, they have a real chance to win this game just because – if you can not allow that defense to just get after Shedeur Sanders because it's second and five, and if you can make Aaron Rodgers throw it third and 10, Browns are better up front still, even with the injury. So that's their best chance. They got to win on first down both sides of the ball.
It was another no-show day, essentially, for Jerry Jeudy. Is he just basically done with this version of what the offense is? Like, should I just give up on ever thinking he's going to be a number one with this team for this year?
Well, you know, the thing that's disappointing, JP, is, and I'm with you, yeah, I mean, I think you can, and here's why, because he's not bought into, like, we got to do whatever we got to do to get the quarterback to be successful. We got to do whatever we got to do. His body language is terrible. The way he answers questions, my thing is I got turned off when he said, you know, the drop. It's okay you dropped it, but it wasn't for any other reason. You dropped it. So just because I don't think he has trust, and if I'm a rookie quarterback and I'm trying to figure out how to move the ball, I'm not trusting Jerry Jeudy, and I'm not trusting him to run his routes to the right depth. I'm not trusting him to do the right thing right now because his body language, and he seems disinterested. And, you know, I'm a big believer, you know, body language doesn't whisper, it screams, and he acts like he doesn't want to be out there. Now, he's got all the talent in the world, and hopefully you would hope that they can kind of get him on board in the offseason if he's going to be one of their key guys, because right now he looks disinterested, and Shedeur looks disinterested getting into the football.
Coach, have you wrapped up your holiday shopping to this point?
Yeah, I'm all done. You know, I'm lucky where the missus is handles most of the business. But yeah, I'm done. We're ready to roll, ready to hang out, and kind of do some chill time with the family for sure.
He actually just gifts his family members all 22 tape. It's his favorite.
Yeah, they love
though.
That. Yeah, love that too.
I do have to ask you. We talked earlier. My beautiful wife, who does many things that I love, and I say this up front so that I can then attack her on air. she spoiled my Christmas present this year to me this weekend, and I got a little angry at her. Do you guys know what you're going to get ahead of time, or does the Reisland household keep things a little undercover?
Well, we keep it undercover. We absolutely keep it undercover. Now, my wife is, you know, she kind of points me in the right direction because I have a tendency maybe not to get the things that she would like. So I like to be pointed in the right direction. I'm very coach-like, like these are the things you like. I'm very particular in that. I'm not very creative in that. So, but for me, I have no idea what I'm getting, but it's usually always perfect, which is kind of nice. But my wife definitely points me in the right direction. I have to be honest.
It's coachable. He's not just a coach. He's coachable.
I don't even know what it's going to be, but it's going to be perfect. I like that, coach. Coach,
absolutely.
Are you on tomorrow, right?
I am. Yeah. Tomorrow morning.
tell the people with who and everything and with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be on tomorrow morning from 6 to 10 with Dangerous Daryl Ryder, and I am absolutely looking forward to it.
All right, we'll be tuned in.
I have predictions.
Absolutely.
I want to hear the predictions. Hold on, I want to hear the predictions.
I don't remember. I do not recall.
I want Coach to hear the predictions.
You're going to have to keep him in line. That's a flip-flopper. Daryl's a flip-flopper. We love him, but you got to keep him in line.
Also, easily swayed into whatever your opinion is. So remember that as the show moves on. Like, it doesn't take
much. He's got a fungible brain.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to get Daryl on your side, whatever that side might be.
So you're thinking I can bring him into the positive energy that I try to bring?
But what I'm saying is, when he gives a thought that's ridiculous, don't just be like, I agree with you. Spend that time convincing him why you're right.
You really got to jam him up, Coach.
All right. I appreciate the scouting report. It's very important.
Well, listen, you help us. Now, in fairness, I have also replied all that same scouting report to everybody in my radio Rolodex. Because I've seen how you do things, and I'm like, this is the way you do it. But no, we appreciate you, buddy. Good stuff.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk soon.
You too. To the entire Riesland family there, Coach Lance Riesland on the fan hotline. I'm in a curiosity listen to that one tomorrow.
Oh, definitely.
So it's going to be a nice off for a little bit, but then you know Daryl. He's going to say something too over the line, and then it's on like Donkey Kong.
I hope it gets that way. Honestly, I don't know. I think the nice off might end up be what happens for 4 hours, and I don't want that. I want Coach to stand his ground. Here, Coach. You know more than Daryl. Remind him of that constantly, and let's see how that goes.
Yeah, maybe do one of these.
Let's see how that goes.
I'm sorry, did you play at the college level? Are you a coach?
So here's the spin, though. It'll be Coach talking about all the different ways that he knows his experiences, and then Daryl will be like, have you ever been in a NFL locker room and covered it as a credentialed media member, Coach? But Coach has, though. That's the thing. Coach, there's no response back that Daryl has. He's like, I see you every day, Daryl. I don't know what you're talking about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.